Greg Howard, the mayor of Dorset, is joining us. He's one of the supporters of our Flinders Island getaway. Hello, Greg.
Morning, Glenn. How are you going?
Greg, it's been too long, you know. We need to have a chat. How many times have you been to Flinders and what do we need to see there?
Yeah, okay. So I've been to Flinders a few times, yep. Both for recreational visits and to work over there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking 8 or 10 maybe over the last few decades.
You're like a local.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think you've got to be there for a fair while to become a local, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, tell us about the Flinders Island wave that we need to get used to.
So everybody waves. Everybody puts the finger up as you're driving around Flinders Island. So
right.
Yes, if you don't put the finger up, they're rather offended, to be honest. Yeah, so okay. You must get used to that.
So we know to be very friendly, mm-hmm. and we've also heard that if we come across a car with the keys in it, it's our right to take it for a bit of a drive as long as we bring it back.
Well, just about every car on Flinders Island will have the keys on it.
I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they don't. Look, it's a very relaxed lifestyle over there, and you can see why people, like to go there to visit, but also you can see why the locals like to live there. And it's a bit, in terms of relaxation, it's a bit like the Northern Territory. You know, there seems to be less rules, and I know they're bound by the same rules as the rest of us,
yes.
but they seem to be a little bit easier going than what happens here on the main island.
Yeah, what I love about Flinders Island from when I last went there, there's no like resort or five-star hotel. It really is like stepping back into time.
Yeah, it is, and I suspect that they're headed in that direction. Maybe they're building a new marina over there at Lady Baron, and that'll start to bring in some well-heeled visitors to the island.
We're going. We're well-heeled.
Maybe you're the start of it then. Yeah, maybe you're the start of it. So I suspect that over time some of those sort of visitors may require higher standard accommodation.
Yeah.
But there's certainly nothing wrong with the accommodation that's there. And as I said, I've worked there and travelled there, for on footy trips and just for a look about and look, it's a fantastic spot, Flinders Island. Oh. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, we're actually staying in our own accommodation, Glenn and I, up at Killiecrankie. Is it Killiecrankie or is it Killiecrankie?
Well, I've always pronounced it Killiecrankie, but then I could be wrong, but I'm hoping I'm not.
Okay, well, we'll find out when we get there, or the locals will be Killiecrankie at us, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be all over it. Don't worry about that.
And the beaches are wonderful, although I've been told maybe on the right-hand side of the island is the better beaches.
Yeah, better beaches and a bit more sheltered, The western side of the island, the same as the western side of Tasmania, is, a little bit exposed.
But,
some great beaches there and there's some great places to eat and the golf course is just a friendly little golf course. Look, it's a fantastic spot and of course a lot of the people that go to Flinders Island actually go through out of Dorset, they either fly.
Yes.
Through Flinders Island Air, or some of them go over on the boat on Furno Freight. So, and plus a lot of the freight that goes to Flinders comes through Bridport anyway. So, yeah, we've always got on really well with people on Flinders, and it's, as I said, a fantastic place to go and visit.
Yes, well, that's where we're heading next week, and of course, we're going with Flinders Aviation as well, and leaving from Bridport. So, looking forward to it, and Greg, thanks for getting behind well with you and the Dorset Council, and fantastic to talk to you.
No worries. It's always a pleasure.